This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 9th. God's word to you today is God's heritage. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 127 verses 3 to 5, and it says, "Children are a gift from the Lord, they are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them." God has blessed us with families, but our families become idols when we forget what they are for. Your family is a representation of God's kingdom on earth, where righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit is saturated. Family is a place where destinies and lives are birthed and nurtured for the glory of God. But if you do not know what your children are meant for, you are bound to worship them. Some children are treated as mini-gods, and a lot of them are becoming aware of it. The children do not say it because they know they are your God. So they just pull one string, and the parents bow down and worship. Dr. Miles Monroe says, "When purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable." So in other words, you cannot stop abuse. What are your children for? Simply put, you are a custodian, a caretaker. Imagine a steward trying to lay claim on his master's house. What will the master do? To the glory of God, parenting is a rare privilege that God has given you. You are to nurture the children and release them to fulfill their destinies. Of all God's creation, it is only human beings that try to hold on to its offspring till he dies, and it is unhealthy. God says in Genesis 2:24, this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. And do not get me wrong, I'm not saying you should abandon your parents, but you have to leave them and set up your own family. A lot of Africans are very poor at releasing children into their destinies. For some people, their only retirement plan is their children. They have no pension or plan for their lives. So those children have become assets. It is an abuse. Such parents are destroying the lives of their children. In the Western world, an 18-year-old that still lives under his parents' roof is likely paying rent. It is mainly in Africa that parents want to keep their children and their families under their roofs. Do you want them to worship you forever? Only God, not man, deserves our worship. I know this is hard, but it is the truth. Let us pray. Father, help me by your Spirit to always put things in the right perspective and remember that I am just a caretaker. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.